I just got a word for the boys and girls now, and I know that back in our own church in Shankill that the boys and girls always look forward to this. In our church, they all come up to the front and the pastor goes down and talks with them. But you can just sit there this morning. And I want to leave a verse with you this morning. I want you to listen to this verse. It's found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. And this is what it says. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. It's that word sacrifice that I want to speak to you about this morning. The dictionary tells me that the word sacrifice means that something or someone takes the place of something else. And this morning I want to briefly talk to you about some things that I have noticed over these past weeks. One of the things that I love to watch on TV, because there isn't very much that is on TV that you would watch, but is nature stories. And I love to watch when they take you to these different parts of the world, to different animals or birds and things that happen, and see how these birds operate. I watched the other week, and I watched this, seeing birds on the Galapagos Islands, where they, whenever the breeding season comes, they lay two eggs. And the two eggs are then hatched. And due to the reason, and nobody's able to tell us why, but over a period of time as the young birds grow, one of them is sacrificed and is pushed out of the nest simply because mother can't feed the two of them. They have asked the question, why do they have the two then when one has to be sacrificed? Naturalists can't tell us why, but it is something that happens year after year. And as I sat and watched that and listened to what they were saying, this verse came to me. How that the Lord Jesus Christ had made a sacrifice for every one of us. I think I maybe said to you before that some years ago, back in 1984, I went to Africa to do some work. And in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, up in a little place called Bunia, there's a hospital there named Kundi Hospital. And I was invited to go up there to see the things that were happening. And one of the days that I was walking through the hospital with the doctor, and just as we walked into the maternity ward, and believe you, ladies, you wouldn't want to be in this maternity ward. You wouldn't really. But nevertheless, it was a privilege for these ladies to be there. There were two little twins born that morning, just about 15 minutes before I arrived. Two beautiful babies. Lovely, black, curly hair. Their skin was a beautiful pink. And inside 2 hours, they were black, just like their parents. But as I watched that, I listened to what they were saying, and the young girl who had had the babies was sitting crying. And I said to the doctor, why is she crying? He says, well, today, as you know, in Africa, Albert, there's a lot of famine going on. There's a lot of things that they can't do for their children. And sometimes these people believe that God is punishing them by giving them two children instead of one. And so she will sacrifice one of those children. She will either let it die, or if the authorities get there, they will take it off her and put it in a home. But that child's life would be not lived with its family just simply because it couldn't be fed. A couple of years ago, I was in Brazil. I love traveling around the world to see all these things. And I went up that great river Amazon on one of those little boats and into one of the tributaries off the river Amazon. And sitting in one of those things with the sun peeling down on you, it gets very hot. And I remember putting my hands over the side of the canoe just to get some cold water and sprinkle it on my face when the guy who was guiding the boat shouted at me, don't do that. And I said to him, I'm only getting some water to cool my face. And he lifted up his hand and there was 3 of his fingers missing. And he says, I tried that too. But he says there are fish in this river and they call them piranha fish. And he says if there's any type of flesh at all, they will go for it. So I didn't put my hands over the side of the boat again. But he told me a story And he told me that there are people in Brazil called cowboys. They're all over the world. We have them here. But these cowboys go out onto the ranch and they drive the cattle, and they usually take it from place to place to allow them to graze. Sometimes they have to pass over this river, and they always look for somewhere where it's maybe a bit narrow and a bit shallow so that they can put the cattle over the river. But they know that as soon as the first cow or cat puts its foot into the river, the piranha fish can smell them a mile away. So what do? They look through the herd for one that's maybe weak or sick, and they take it down the river a little bit, and they will put that cow into the river, and before it's halfway in, the fish are round it in their thousands, eating away at it, and it loses its life. And while they're busy doing that, the other cows are able to go across the river further up. That cow became a sacrifice. It died in the place of the other cows. And this verse of scripture that I am leaving with you this morning simply tells me this, that the Lord Jesus Christ made a sacrifice nearly 2,000 years ago on a cross at Calvary. And it was for no other reason, it was for you. And the reason was this, because of sin in your life, you're separated from God. And the only way that boys and girls and men and women can get back with God is through the blood that the Lord Jesus Christ shed on Calvary. He paid the sacrifice. He died in your place and in my place. Now, when those cowboys go back to the river every time, they're always looking for a sick cow, a weak cow. But this verse tells me that Jesus Christ offered a sacrifice once. Never had to do it again. When he died on the cross, he cried these words, "It is finished." And it's forever. He'll never have to do it again. And boys and girls this morning, this sacrifice was made for you. I wonder what you're going to do about it. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Because I know this morning that to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, like those cows that were further up the river, I have a safe passage home. Home to heaven. But if I reject Jesus Christ, if I reject the sacrifice that was offered for me, I would be in a lost eternity. Oh, this morning, I pray that you might realize this sacrifice was made for you, and that you may ask Jesus Christ to come into your life.